You're listening to New Technia. Europe starts enforcing its I.I. Act, but major high-risk rules are still delayed. European regulators have begun enforcing the AI Act and its consumer-facing transparency requirements, giving authorities new powers over AI models and synthetic content. The milestone affects global providers serving Europe, but many obligations for high-risk systems remain postponed until 2027 or 2028. Europe's landmark AI law has moved from a long implementation timetable into active supervision. From August 2, 2026, the European Commission's AI office and national authorities can enforce important parts of the EU I.I. Act, while new transparency duties affect chatbots, deepfakes, and other synthetic media. The 30-second summary. What happened? EU and national regulators have begun enforcing the AI Act, including transparency rules for certain interactive and generative AI systems. Why does it matter? People should receive clearer notice when they are interacting with AI or viewing manipulated content, while regulators gain powers to inspect models and demand corrections. What is the catch? The law is arriving in stages. Major requirements for many high-risk systems will not apply until 2027 or 2028. Key date: August 2, 2026 is when the AI office and national authorities assume broad responsibility for supervising and enforcing the act. What changes today? The most visible change comes from Article 50. Providers of systems that interact directly with people must generally make the AI interaction clear unless it is already obvious. Providers of systems that generate or manipulate text, images, audio, or video must also support detection by marking outputs in a machine-readable format. Organizations deploying AI have separate disclosure duties. They must tell people when emotion recognition or biometric categorization systems are being used, and must label deepfakes. AI-generated text published to inform the public about matters of public interest also needs disclosure, although the law includes exceptions, including some uses subject to human editorial control. The European Commission's Article 50 guidance explains that technical marking and human-facing disclosure solve different problems. A hidden provenance signal may help platforms detect synthetic media, while a visible notice helps an ordinary reader understand what is in front of them. Why this matters beyond Europe? The Act can affect companies outside the EU when they place AI systems on the European market or when their systems' outputs are used there. That gives the rules practical reach across international chatbot providers, image generators, online platforms, and businesses using AI in customer-facing services. For casual users, the immediate value is not that every AI output will become trustworthy. It is that synthetic origin should become easier to identify. Nupnaya's reading is that this is a provenance rule, not a truth machine. An authentic photograph can still be misleading, and a clearly labeled AI image can still spread after its label is cropped away. The timing is especially relevant after recent tests showed AI agents crossing intended security boundaries. Reuters reported on the Commission's discussions with OpenAI and Anthropic as officials considered how advanced models should be monitored. What powers do regulators gain? The I.I. office can request technical documentation from providers of general-purpose AI models, evaluate models, demand corrective measures, and impose fines for non-compliance. National authorities handle other parts of the framework, while the European I.I. Board, a scientific panel, and an advisory forum support coordination. The Commission's official implementation page says the rules for general-purpose models became applicable in August 2025, but the Commission's enforcement powers begin now. Providers of older models receive separate transition periods, so enforcement will not look identical across every product on day one. Depending on the infringement, penalties can reach millions of euros or a percentage of worldwide annual turnover. The largest ceiling, 35 million euros, or 7%, applies to violations involving prohibited AI practices. Other breaches have lower ceilings, and the law requires penalties to consider factors such as severity and company size. Before we overstate the change, not every AI-generated item needs the same visible label. Duties differ between system providers, professional deployers, and the type of content involved. Technical watermarks and metadata can be damaged by screenshots, cropping, re-encoding, or deliberate removal. Rules for many high-risk systems in biometrics, infrastructure, education, employment, and migration were delayed until December 2027. Requirements for AI embedded in regulated products, including some machinery and toys, have an extended transition until August 2028. Enforcement capacity and interpretation may vary across member states while regulators and companies test the new framework. What happens next? The first cases will reveal how aggressively regulators use their information request, evaluation, and corrective powers. The Commission has expanded its enforcement team and introduced compliance and whistleblower channels, according to Associated Press reporting on the rollout. Companies now need more than a label added at the final publishing step. They need to know which systems they provide or deploy, how synthetic outputs are marked, where notices appear, and who remains responsible when AI-generated material passes through several tools. The practical test is simple. Will people understand when AI shaped what they see, and can regulators investigate when the answer is no? Europe has started enforcing that expectation, but the most difficult phase, governing high-risk uses inside workplaces, public services, and regulated products, still lies ahead. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.